It's time for brunch time.
Podcast. It's like
Pitbull.
Yeah. Sorry. That's my only Pitbull moment of my life.
Oh no.
I will never do that again, I promise. But it is the Brunch Time Podcast. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits, and today it's Monday. I want to talk about this. Big question I got.
Okay.
Should men pay for the check on the first date? When it comes to first dates.
Ooh, sorry, sneezed.
Oh, you got a little sneeze there? Huh?
It knocked off my headphones.
You sneezed so hard it knocked off your headphones?
I don't know how that happened.
Oh my gosh. Ooh. So what do you think? Do you think guys should pay on the first date?
First date? Sorry, I'm thinking about this.
Taking
really
you a long time
hard.
To think about it.
Well, because I don't know. I've never been one of those girls that just assume that because you're a dude, you should pay for me. I've just been like, well, let's see where this goes. So if the check does come out, I've always been one to offer.
So you pay for it?
On average, I haven't, but like I'll offer just because, you know, then they're like, no. It's okay. I got this. And I'm like, you sure? Because like I could if you want. And they're like, no, it's fine.
See, my opinion on the first date, I'll get to after I tell you about this survey. This survey found that 62% of guys believe that men should pay for the first date, but only 46% of women believe that men should pay for the first date. So even women are like, no, it's fine. We don't have to pay. You don't have to pay, guys.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, if it's the first date, you should go Dutch. And you should split the check.
Yeah, and I see what you're saying there, because what if the first date doesn't work out at all? Like, what if it was not a good date? Then you're like, yeah, it's okay. Like, I'll pay, so that way there's, you don't, like, I don't feel bad that you paid for something that's not going to go anywhere else.
Maybe there should be, like, first date insurance. Like, if the date doesn't go well, then neither of you have to pay for it.
Yeah. Well,
I think that's a good idea.
I mean, but then you have to get the restaurant to agree to that.
Yeah. Well, that's like, why you buy here? That's why you buy their first aid insurance from a third party company.
That's right.
That takes care of the check.
Well, make sure to spin that idea to one of the insurance companies out there, because they're probably like, that's not a bad idea. We can get on board with that.
So speaking of food on the first date, what do you usually order?
Okay, I don't know, when there's a lot of women are like, I go for the salad, you try to be delicate. I'm like, are you kidding me? I look ridiculous eating a salad. There's lettuce flying places. Mm-hmm. It's not an easy thing to eat. I would try to go for foods that are going to be a little bit more simple to eat, or something that I can maybe cut with a fork and a knife, so that way you can be clean. Burgers, not so much, because then those are like, blah, burgering everywhere.
Burgers can get a little messy. Yeah, they a lot of times if you get like a double cheeseburger or something like that, that can get messy.
But what if you go to, I mean, there's some places that you go to that are going to be specific to the food you're going to get, because if you're going to an Italian place, it's going to be pasta, it's going to be pizza, those things. Pizza, I feel like, would not be a bad idea, because you can be relatively clean with that. Pasta, on the other hand, that's going to be like slapping you in the face.
Right. Pizza pizza can get messy.
Yeah.
But if you eat your pizza with a fork and a knife, you're a psychopath.
Wait, what about...
You've got some serious problems, and a second date will not be happening.
What about if it's deep dish style pizza from Chicago? Because that one you do kind
of... Then you shouldn't have a second date, because the people that get Chicago deep dish, also not cool.
Wait, you're crazy. You need that every now and then. Deep dish pizza hater. Actually, there's a lot of people
Chicago
don't
deep,
like
dish
deep dish
is not pizza. It is a pie.
Well, that's why they say pizza pie. I do like a good deep dish every now and then, but like,
of course you do. Like, I'm sure, because you're from Chicago.
But that's more of a like once or twice a year type of thing, not all the time, because otherwise it's way too much. But yeah, I was gonna say, like, I feel like if you couldn't get some type of food, like a chicken or a steak, something that's reasonably cost, you know, priced, and you can be relatively neat with it.
So you're not going to get the prime rib or the surf and turf or the filet. You're gonna go on the medium range meal.
Well, because, I don't know, when it comes to dating, I don't want anybody to ever, like, assume that I'm trying to, you know, like, go on
take
this date
money.
Just to take their money, ultimately. Yeah. Side note, there's a giant spider outside of our window, and it's not really appealing when we're talking about food.
Sounds delicious. Where is it at?
It's right there. You see it?
Oh, nice.
Oh, it's huge.
Question is it on the inside or the outside?
It's on the outside. If it was on the inside, I wouldn't be in this room right now.
That's true. Well, he's probably trying to open up the window.
Yep.
But anyways, in my opinion, try to get something somewhat on the middle ground, not the cheap stuff. I say, what about appetizers? Do you get an appetizer?
I think so. Yeah, you can get an appetizer.
So you'll get the full course. You'll get the salad.
Yeah.
You get the appetizer, and then you'll get the entree.
Because you got to test them out, too, because, like, is this person going to be willing to share with you if you get this appetizer? You need to know those things.
If I pay for it on the first date, I get your leftovers.
You think so?
Yeah. In my opinion, I paid for it. It's mine now.
Oh,
especially
no.
Especially if the date doesn't go well then I get your leftovers.
But what if it does go well?
Then you can keep your leftovers.
Okay, there you go. So what about you? What kind of, are you a dude that pays on the first date?
No, not usually.
Okay.
And even now to this day, Jocelyn and I will sometimes split it, or she'll take it or I'll take it. So.
Oh, yeah. Steve and I mean, now at this point in the relationship, we like go back and forth who's paying for what meal and everything.
Or sometimes I just go to the bathroom and not come back.
Jocelyn's like, dude, we've been dating for how long? Just come out here. I'll pay for it.
Why are you already in the car?
Oh, I thought you got this.
Oh, I thought I was just warming up the car. I didn't know.
I was trying to be a gentleman and make sure the car was nice and warm for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's cold out.
It's just like, it's 80 degrees out right now. Well, what about food options? Were you trying to be like delicate with the way you're eating ever on first dates?
No. Because I'm not a very delicate eater.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty messy. So
you're like, this is what you get. So
absolutely. Because I have a beard too. So there's always just all kinds of things that are in there. Cheese, dressing, all that stuff just gets in right in there. And a lot of times, sometimes Jocelyn's, even now to this day, we've been together for a long time, she'll be like, you got cheese in your beard. I'm like, yeah. Keeping it there to the end of this thing. I'm not going to wipe with the napkin every single time
I eat.
That's
funny because that's what Steve says. He's like, if you just keep wiping every time, like, then this meal is going to take forever. I just got to go for it and then wipe after I'm done.
Exactly. You do the end wipe. Sometimes I'll wear the bib, or sometimes I put the napkin on my lap, or if I have multiple napkins, I will do both.
See, I'm that girlfriend that I'm like, I'm just going to get it for you. I'll just go in there.
No, don't do that. Then you get bitten. If you're in like, this region of where
cat?
I'm eating, you could get bit. So, you got to watch out.
Got to protect the fingers.
It's just a whirlwind when I eat a meal. I usually don't get the fancy stuff. Barely ever will I even get like the most expensive thing on the menu.
Yeah.
Unless I'm not paying for it.
That's right.
If someone else is like, ooh, yeah, I got this.
Like,
my brother does that a lot of times. He's like, I'm going to buy everybody's dinner, but he doesn't do it until the end.
So you don't know.
And I'm like, man, if I'd have known, I would have got the most expensive thing on
exactly.
the menu.
Jeez. Well,
and then maybe you'll stop paying for my meals.
Is this a consistent thing he does?
He does the sneak attack.
Okay.
He always, every time, even if it's like his birthday,
he'll
be like, I got this. And like what he'll do is he'll like go to the server, or he'll go up to the bar.
Okay.
Like,
that's
oh, I'm going to get another
way.
Drink. And then he's like, and then the server's usually just like, oh, thanks for coming. I'm like, wait a minute. I thought we were paying. Not again.
Gets you every time. That's a nice brother.
The sneak attack is always a good thing sometimes on the first date too.
Yeah.
Because that'll make you look cool if you just say, oh, the meal is all taken care of.
Mm-hmm. And then I was going to say, but sometimes have you ever been that person that's like what you were saying before, but
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe it's the girl potentially. And she's like, I have to use the bathroom right after she finishes the meal. Like, there's a chance that he knows what you're doing by you going to the bathroom right after the meal. That means
you're skipping out on the meal.
That's well, just skipping out on the check. And then when you get back, he's like, oh, it's okay. I got it. And she's like, oh.
Oh,
I didn't expect this.
See, I was gonna take care of that.
Dang.
Nope. You're dodging the meal. Meal dodgers.
That's right.
Those are the other people you got to watch out for. But if you want to get a hold of us and tell us what you would do if you pay on the first date, or if guys or ladies or what you do, you can always get a hold of us in any way you want. You can email us. We got email. You could comment on this podcast. I believe there's a comment section in some places you find your podcasts. But be sure to subscribe. That's the most important thing. Subscribe to the Brunch Time Podcast so you can get it wherever you are listening to your podcasts. And you can listen to past podcasts as well. The Brunch Time Podcast, all brought to you by our friends at the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits at the Whitcomb. We'll be back with another Brunch Time Podcast tomorrow.
See you guys.